Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're diving deep into Vision AI and how it's transforming food and agriculture. I mean, from optimizing crop yields to, you know, making sure the food on our plates is top-notch.
Right.
This technology is really poised to revolutionize the entire industry, and it's already happening.
It is.
We've got some fascinating research and real-world examples to unpack.
Absolutely.
So get ready for some serious food for thought.
Yeah. It's really incredible to think that machines can now see and understand the world around them, much like we do. This subset of AI called agentic AI allows these systems to make decisions based on what they perceive.
Okay.
Kind of like a self-driving car. But for farming, this is a game changer for tackling the complex challenges facing food production today.
Agentic AI, that's a new one for me. So we're talking about AI that's not just passively analyzing data, but actively making choices.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what it sees. That's a whole new level of intelligence.
Yeah, precisely. It's about moving beyond traditional AI that relies on structured data and venturing into the realm of images and real-time decision-making. Imagine a system that can identify a specific type of weed amidst a field of crops and then direct a robotic sprayer to target only that weed. That's the power of Vision AI in action.
That's precision agriculture on a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating, but it also makes me wonder about the implications.
Sure.
For example, how does this technology impact the environment? Is it truly more sustainable than traditional methods?
That's a great question, and one that researchers and companies are actively exploring. Take Blue River Technologies' See and Spray system, for instance. This technology uses cameras and machine learning algorithms to distinguish between crops and weeds. Spraying herbicide only where it's needed, the results are impressive.
Wow.
A reduction in herbicide use by up to 90%, which translates to millions of gallons of chemicals saved each year. This not only benefits the environment, but also reduces costs for farmers and minimizes the potential for herbicide resistance.
That's a significant impact. It sounds like a win-win for both.
Yeah.
Our farmers and the environment.
It is.
But I'm curious, how exactly does the AI differentiate between a weed and a crop? What kind of training goes into making that distinction so accurately?
It all comes down to machine learning and massive data sets. The AI models are trained on thousands, even millions of images of crops and weeds, learning to identify subtle differences in shape, color, texture, and even the way light reflects off the leaves.
Interesting.
This training allows them to make incredibly precise distinctions in real time, leading to that targeted application of herbicide you mentioned.
So it's not just about having fancy cameras.
Right.
It's about teaching the AI to see the world through the eyes of an experienced farmer.
Right.
Recognizing those subtle cues that might be missed by the human eye.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human expertise with the power of AI, creating a synergy that leads to greater efficiency, sustainability, and ultimately better food production.
Speaking of efficiency, what about the labor-intensive task of harvesting? I've heard about robots picking fruits and vegetables. But can they really handle delicate produce without damaging it?
It's a challenge, but one that robotics and Vision AI are starting to overcome. Root AI, for example, has developed a tomato-picking robot that uses 3D vision and a gentle grasping mechanism to harvest ripe tomatoes without bruising them. This is a significant advancement, especially considering the delicate nature of tomatoes and the increasing difficulty of finding skilled labor for harvesting.
That's really cool. It makes me wonder, are there any limitations to this type of robotic harvesting? Can it be applied to all types of crops?
You've hit on a crucial point. Currently, robotic harvesting is most effective for crops with consistent shapes and sizes, like tomatoes, strawberries, and apples.
Okay.
Crops with more irregular shapes, or those that require delicate handling, like lettuce or grapes, still pose significant challenges for robotics.
So there's still a need for human dexterity and judgment in those cases.
Absolutely. And that's important to keep in mind. Vision AI and robotics are not about replacing human workers entirely, but rather augmenting their capabilities, making their jobs easier, safer, and more efficient.
That makes sense. It's about collaboration, not replacement.
All right.
But let's move on to what happens after the harvest. I'm picturing massive conveyor belts filled with produce that needs to be sorted and graded. Can Vision AI lend a hand there as well?
You bet it can. Companies like Toamaray Food are using Vision AI to sort and grade food based on a variety of factors, including size, shape, color, and even the presence of defects. These systems can identify blemishes, bruises, and other imperfections that might escape the human eye, ensuring that only the highest quality produce reaches consumers.
So that explains why my supermarket produce always looks so perfect. There's an AI quality control inspector behind the scenes. But what happens to the produce that doesn't make the cut? Does this technology contribute to food waste?
That's an important consideration. While Vision AI can help reduce food waste by identifying defective produce early on, it also has the potential to increase waste. If the standards are set too high, it's a delicate balance, and it's crucial to find ways to utilize the produce that might not be aesthetically perfect, but is still perfectly edible. For example, some companies are using AI to identify ugly produce that can be diverted to processing plants for juices, sauces, or other products where appearance is less important.
That's a great way to minimize waste and ensure that perfectly good foods doesn't end up in landfills.
Right.
It seems like Vision AI is playing a multifaceted role in optimizing the entire food chain from farm to table. It's pretty amazing to think about.
It is. And we've only scratched the surface. Vision AI is also being used to monitor livestock health, detect food contaminants in processing plants, and even predict disease outbreaks before they occur.
Really?
The potential for this technology to transform food and agriculture is vast and incredibly exciting.
Wow. It sounds like we're on the cusp of a major revolution in how we produce and consume food. But with all this talk about AI and technology, I can't help but wonder about the human element. Are farmers embracing these innovations, or is there resistance to such a dramatic shift in traditional practices?
That's a great question, one we'll explore further in the next part of our deep dive. We'll delve into the human side of Vision AI, examining how farmers are adapting to these technologies, the challenges they face, and the opportunities that lie ahead.
Sounds fascinating. I'm eager to hear more about how this technology is impacting the lives of real farmers and shaping the future of agriculture. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back, everyone. We're picking up our deep dive into Vision AI's impact on food and agriculture. Before the break, we were discussing the incredible efficiency and precision these systems offer. But what about the people on the ground, the farmers themselves? Are they welcoming this tech with open arms, or are there concerns about such a fundamental shift in traditional practices?
That's a really important question. The adoption of Vision AI in farming isn't just about implementing new technology. It's about changing deeply ingrained practices and mindsets. Some farmers are eager to embrace these innovations, seeing them as a way to increase efficiency, reduce costs, and address labor shortages. Others are more cautious, hesitant to rely on complex algorithms and potentially expensive systems.
So it's a mixed bag, understandable, considering the magnitude of the change. What are some of the specific challenges farmers face when it comes to adopting Vision AI?
One significant hurdle is the initial investment. These systems can be costly, requiring specialized cameras, sensors, software, and often integration with existing farm equipment. For smaller farms or those operating on tight margins, this can be a major barrier to entry.
That makes sense. It's like any new technology. There's an upfront cost that not everyone can afford. Are there any initiatives to make these systems more accessible to smaller farms or those in developing countries?
There are some promising developments in that area. Some companies are offering subscription-based models, making the technology more affordable for smaller operations. Others are developing low-cost open-source hardware and software solutions that can be adapted to different farming contexts.
That's encouraging. It sounds like there's a real push to democratize access to this technology. But cost is just one factor, right? What about the technical knowledge needed to operate these systems?
You're absolutely right. Another major challenge is the lack of technical expertise among farmers. Many have been farming for generations, relying on traditional knowledge and intuition. Operating a complex Vision AI system requires a different skill set, one that involves understanding data analysis, troubleshooting software, and interpreting the insights generated by the AI.
It's a whole new way of thinking about farming, merging traditional knowledge with cutting-edge technology. How are farmers adapting to this shift in mindset?
There's a growing recognition that training and education are essential. Some agricultural colleges and universities are incorporating Vision AI and data analytics into their curricula, preparing the next generation of farmers for this technological shift. Additionally, companies are offering online training programs and workshops to help existing farmers upskill and become comfortable with these new tools.
It sounds like a collaborative effort is needed, bringing together educators, technology providers, and farming communities to bridge this knowledge gap. But even with training, I imagine there's still a level of trust that needs to be built. Farmers are entrusting their livelihoods to these algorithms. They need to be confident that the AI is making the right decisions.
That's a crucial point. Trust is paramount. And building that trust requires transparency and demonstrable results. Farmers need to understand how the AI works, what data it's using, and how it's arriving at its conclusions. They also need to see tangible benefits, whether it's increased yields, reduced costs, or improved animal welfare.
So it's not just about throwing technology at the problem. It's about building a relationship between the farmer and the AI, one that's based on understanding transparency and mutual benefit.
Precisely. It's about empowering farmers with the knowledge and tools to make informed decisions, using AI as a partner rather than a replacement.
That brings to mind another concern. I've heard the potential for job displacement. If AI is taking on tasks traditionally done by human workers, does that mean fewer jobs in agriculture?
It's a valid concern, and one that needs to be addressed thoughtfully. While it's true that some tasks may become automated, Vision AI is also creating new opportunities in agriculture. We're seeing a growing demand for skilled technicians who can install, maintain, and operate these systems. There's also a need for data analysts who can interpret the insights generated by the AI and help farmers make informed decisions.
So it's less about eliminating jobs and more about shifting the skill sets required in the agricultural workforce.
Exactly. It's about adapting to the changing landscape of agriculture, recognizing that technology is not a threat, but a tool that can enhance human capabilities and create new possibilities.
That's a hopeful perspective. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about the impact of Vision AI on food quality and safety. We touched on this earlier with the sorting and grading of produce. But are there other ways this technology is being used to ensure the food we consume is safe and of high quality?
Absolutely. Vision AI is playing an increasingly important role in food safety and quality control, both on the farm and in processing plants. For example, some systems are being used to detect contaminants in food products, identifying things like foreign objects, mold, or bacterial growth that might not be visible to the human eye.
That's pretty amazing. It sounds like a huge step forward in preventing foodborne illnesses and ensuring the quality of the food that reaches our tables.
It is, and it goes beyond just detection. Vision AI can also be used to monitor food processing environments, tracking things like temperature, humidity, and hygiene practices to identify potential risks before they become problems. This proactive approach can significantly reduce the likelihood of contamination and improve overall food safety.
So it's about creating a more robust and resilient food system, one that's less vulnerable to contamination and outbreaks. But all this talk about technology and efficiency makes me wonder about the connection between the consumer and the food they eat. As we rely more and more on AI to manage our food production, do we risk losing that connection to the source of our food and the people who grow it?
That's a fascinating question and one that deserves careful consideration. On one hand, technology can create a distance between the consumer and the producer. On the other hand, it can also be a powerful tool for transparency and connection. Imagine a system where consumers can scan a QR code on their produce and see the entire journey of that food from the farm where it was grown to the processing plant where it was packaged. They could learn about the farmer who grew it, the sustainable practices used, and even the nutritional content of that specific piece of fruit or vegetable.
That's a really interesting concept. It could be a way to empower consumers to make more informed choices, support sustainable farming practices, and reconnect with the origins of their food.
Exactly. It's about using technology to bridge the gap between the farm and the table, fostering a deeper understanding and appreciation for the complex processes that bring food to our plates.
This conversation is really making me think about the future of food and agriculture in a whole new light. Vision AI seems to be playing such a multifaceted role, impacting everything from efficiency and sustainability to food safety and consumer awareness. It's exciting, but also a bit daunting to think about the magnitude of this technological shift. Where do we even go from here?
Well, there are still many challenges to overcome and questions to answer, but I think it's safe to say that Vision AI is here to stay. It's already having a profound impact on the food and agriculture industry, and its influence will only continue to grow in the coming years.
That's a great segue into the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the future of Vision AI in food and agriculture. We'll delve into the emerging trends, the potential breakthroughs, and the challenges that lie ahead. Stay with us. We'll be back after a quick break to continue our exploration. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up our deep dive into Vision AI and food and agriculture, I'm really struck by the sheer scope of this technology's potential. We've covered everything from robotic harvesters to AI-powered food safety systems, and you know, it's clear this is just the beginning. But before we get too caught up in the excitement of what's to come, I think it's important to step back and consider the broader implications of this technological revolution.
Yeah, you're right. As with any transformative technology, there are potential pitfalls we need to be mindful of as vision AI becomes increasingly integrated into our food systems. One concern that often comes up is the potential for these systems to exacerbate existing inequalities.
Yeah, I see what you mean. We've talked about the cost of implementing these systems, the need for technical expertise, and the importance of reliable infrastructure. If these factors aren't addressed, there's a risk that the benefits of vision AI will be concentrated in the hands of a few, leaving smaller farms or those in developing countries at a disadvantage.
Exactly. It's crucial that we approach the development and deployment of vision AI with an eye toward equity and inclusivity. We need to ensure that these technologies are accessible and beneficial to farmers and communities around the world, regardless of their resources or location.
So it's not just about creating amazing technology. It's about ensuring that technology serves the needs of all people, not just a privileged few. That raises the question of how we can promote greater accessibility to vision AI. What steps can be taken to level the playing field and ensure that everyone has the opportunity to benefit from this technological revolution?
Well, there are several promising avenues to explore. One is the development of open source software and hardware solutions that can be adapted to different contexts and needs. This would lower the barrier to entry for smaller farms and those in developing countries, allowing them to customize the technology to their specific crops, climates, and farming practices.
That's a great idea. It's about empowering farmers with the tools and knowledge to adapt this technology to their own unique circumstances, rather than imposing a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. Another crucial step is to invest in training and education programs that equip farmers with the skills to operate and maintain these systems. This could involve partnerships between agricultural colleges, technology companies, and government agencies to provide accessible and affordable training opportunities.
So it's about creating a pipeline of skilled workers who can bridge the gap between traditional farming and cutting-edge AI technology.
Precisely. And let's not forget the importance of reliable infrastructure. Access to stable internet connectivity and electricity is essential for many vision AI systems to function properly. Investments in rural broadband and renewable energy sources would go a long way in expanding access to these technologies.
That's a critical point. We can't expect farmers to adopt these innovations if they don't have the basic infrastructure in place to support them. But beyond the practical considerations, I think there's also a need for a greater awareness and understanding of vision AI among policymakers and the general public.
Absolutely. We need to engage in open and honest conversations about the potential benefits and challenges of this technology, addressing concerns about data privacy, job displacement, and the potential for unintended consequences.
It's about fostering a dialogue that involves all stakeholders: farmers, consumers, researchers, policymakers, and technology developers. Only through collaboration and open communication can we navigate the complex ethical and societal implications of this technological revolution.
I couldn't agree more. The future of food and agriculture is a shared responsibility, and we need to work together to ensure that vision AI is used in a way that benefits all of humanity and the planet we inhabit.
Well said. It's inspiring to think about the possibilities that lie ahead as vision AI continues to evolve and shape the way we produce and consume food. But it's also a reminder that technology is a tool, and it's up to us to wield it wisely, ethically, and with a vision for a more sustainable and equitable future. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities, deep divers. Until next time, keep those minds curious and those appetites for knowledge satisfied.